The Pencil-Driven Life, where the big questions get asked with a number two pencil and no divine permission slip required.
Richard L. Fricks is writing this week about what happens when the framework you were handed stops working, specifically when religious purpose loosens and you're left asking what your life is actually for. Let's start with that question directly.
The post opens with something a lot of people recognize but rarely say out loud, that for many of us, purpose wasn't discovered. It was handed down. The question the post is sitting with is what happens when that handed down story stops feeling true?
The post names exactly what that story promises. Here's the framing it offers. Your job is to discover it, obey it, surrender to it, and trust that even the painful parts somehow fit inside a larger design.
And that's a real offer. It takes suffering and makes it legible, gives confusion a frame, turns fear into faith. The stakes of losing it aren't trivial.
Right. And the post is careful about that. It describes how the structure can quietly become a cage, one that looks, from the outside, like faithfulness. A person can spend years living inside a story others admire, while something inside grows quieter and more afraid to speak.
The collapse, the post notes, rarely announces itself. No slammed door. A prayer goes unanswered. A sermon lands differently. A child asks a question you can't honestly answer. Certainty doesn't break, it loosens.
What the post does well is name the fear underneath that loosening. Without divine assignment, the worry is that life becomes empty. No plan, no one directing the story, nothing to organize what matters.
And the post's answer to that fear is worth sitting with. It doesn't rush to fill the room with a new certainty.
It makes a direct claim. A life does not have to be assigned from outside itself before it can matter. Then it grounds that in the ordinary. A dog beside you, a cup of coffee, a hand on someone's shoulder in grief. These things matter because they are lived and noticed, not because they were commanded.
The post draws a distinction between purpose and presence that does real work. Purpose, as religion tends to use it, points away from now, toward heaven, obedience, future reward. Presence asks what is actually here.
And it closes with a practice. Write down what religion handed you, then ask of each item, does this still belong to me? Not to reject the list, not to defend it, just to stop treating inherited purpose as final because it arrived early.
Open isn't empty. That's the line the post ends on, more or less. And it earns it.
The territory ahead is quieter, but connected. What it looks like to actually build a day when the old script is gone.
The through line here is permission. Permission to stop performing an inherited life and start noticing the one actually in front of you.
And that noticing, as the post frames it, is where meaning lives. Not handed down, discovered in the ordinary. More of that next time.